Geller knew it was only a matter of time before his dreams ended and the metal nightmares began. He'd been asleep for centuries, frozen in a deep, unnatural slumber. For years, he had flitted from one dream to another, keeping a watchful eye out for a gleam in the darkness, ears pricked for a distant clanking footfall. But, as hard as he tried, he knew that the mechanical men would catch up with him eventually. They always did. Now, as he dreamed, Geller found himself standing in a great castle under attack. Terrified men and women fled through choking clouds of smoke. Swords clashed, bodies stained the flagstones crimson, lifeless hands held in vain against gouged wounds. As he fought through the panicked throng, Geller could hear a woman's voice singing, a soft lullaby that somehow rose above the screams and the hungry crackle of flames engulfing the fortress. He followed the melody through the hallways and stairwells, a vague thread guiding him through a maze. When he opened a door at the end of the corridor, the uproar abruptly died out. The castle vanished, leaving Geller in an icy cave deep underground. A dark-haired woman was sitting cross-legged on the floor, singing softly to a white linen bundle in her arms. The mechanical men. The mechanical men. They came one day and stole life away. Far beneath the sun, we went underground to the heart of the Ankh, where hope is found. As Geller listened to the woman sing, an unexpected wave of emotion came over him. He edged forward and crouched down beside her. She didn't seem to notice him, intent upon the bundle in her arms as she rocked back and forth.